day. We don't have a service on Christmas Day, so we'll do the Christ candle on the 22nd, just beforehand. So I've asked my lovely assistant, Jocelyn, to come, and she is going to light the candle of hope. And so let's, perhaps just before, yeah, let's light that now. That'd be great. Yes, I think it's got it. Oh, almost. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Yeah, it's got it. It's got it. Pull it away and let's just watch the flame. Yeah. I thought this would be a foolproof method. Oh, wonderful. Well done.
Give her a clap.
As we think about hope, there's a passage in the Old Testament that I think really reflects this so well. At one of the darkest times in Israel's history, when this temple was destroyed and the people had been carted off into exile, Jeremiah the prophet wrote these words. So I'm going to read the first slide, and then I'll invite you all to read the second slide with me as we think about hope. Hear God's word from Lamentations chapter 3. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let's say together the next slide. I say to myself, have you got the slide? Oh, that's nice. We've got the second slide. Bit hard to read that one, isn't it? How's that second slide looking, guys? Just do the back arrow if that works, and then the down arrow for the slide, I think is how it works. Ah, together. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Thanks.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for our family and friends. We thank you that we can celebrate the coming of your Son, Jesus, through Advent. We praise you, Lord. Lord, we are excited about enjoying Jesus and Christmas. We are excited about being together with our family. We are excited about showing our love through giving gifts. But we know for some, Christmas is not so fun. It is a time for loneliness. It is a time for comparing themselves with others. It is a time just like any other time. We pray for these people, Lord. We pray that you would bless them and comfort them. We ask that you work in their lives, meeting with their needs, according to your will. Lord, we pray that you use us to help to show them your love, your peace and your joy at Christmas time and throughout the year. Open our eyes and make us aware of the opportunities we have to bless others in need. Help us not to be selfish. Help us to share cheerfully. All that we have is yours. We commit this prayer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Hello. So we have a game for you. It's called The Names of Jesus. And so basically, what you want to do is First, you'll get into four teams, but hang on first. And so you have to come up with a bunch of names that Jesus is known by, whether this is like in the Bible or in common usage. And then you can write them down on the pieces of paper that should be around in the corners. Yeah, and then we're going to go around and see who can, like, if you can't think of any more, then you'll be out, and then we can figure out who wins, because they'll be the last person standing. Well, the last team standing. So, yeah. And Andrew's a judge of whether it's a name or not. So, do you want to get into four teams based on where you're sitting?
They've had to name their children, have taken it very seriously, gone through the naming books and, you know, discarded the ones where it reminds you of someone that you don't want to be reminded of. Sometimes you don't even have to know someone, but a name will give you a picture. For example, if you give me a name like Agnes, I hope there's no Agnes's here. But I picture like an old lady maybe sitting on her rocking chair. Right? Is Agnes not holding it? In biblical times, I think names were even more important. They would often choose names for their babies after a description or characteristic of the person, or maybe an event that's happened. So maybe if I was born in that day, that my parents might have called me Esau, which for those who don't know means hairy. And there are a few times actually in the Bible where names were actually changed after a significant event. So Abraham, for example, became Abraham when God promised that he'd be the father of many nations. Simon became Cephas or Peter, and Jesus said that, you know, on this rock he'd build the church. Funnily enough, I can actually relate, because until I was 7, I was known by a different name, known by my middle name. That's a story for another day, I think. So what do you picture when you hear the name Jesus? Is it some vague, faraway concept? Is it a man of flesh and blood who has a beard and maybe a stick that lived a long time ago? Or is it one of the images that we talked about today in today's skit, or all the names that you came up with before? All right, you've got a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, from just today's readings, which come from the Old Testament before Jesus was even born on this earth. And I think the reading links the birth of Jesus, which we're celebrating today, to who he was in all those titles. So Mary and Joseph were told by an angel to name their children Jesus, name their child Jesus, which means to deliver. But as you've already heard, you know, there's many names of Jesus and many titles that he has. The ones in the skit were just the ones that we could find costumes for. I think the cool thing is that he's all these names at the same time to everyone. But for us, depending on what our need is, we might be focusing on, you know, one or two. So, for example, if you're looking for comfort, you might think of Jesus as our Father, or the Morning Star, or Emmanuel, God with us. If you're not sure how you're going to make ends meet, you might think of Jesus as the bread of life, which incidentally Jesus said after he fed the 5,000, if you know that miracle. If you're looking for guidance, say you're trying to pick a career path or what subject you're going to study at school, you might think of him as the Good Shepherd. If you screwed up yet again, you're feeling a heavy sense of guilt, we should picture Jesus as the Lamb of God, you know, the one who took out on our sin. So I want to talk just very briefly about one of the names that Jesus uses. So in John 8:58, he says, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am." So we see that phrase, "I am," in the Old Testament as well, in Exodus. So after God asked Moses to free the Israelites, Moses says, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' And they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are saying to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." I am. So God has, always will be. There's no point in asking why God exists. He just does, right? Like when a child asks too many why questions, you know. Why do I have to eat my veggies? So you can grow big and strong. But why do I want to grow big and strong? So you can live a long, good life. Why do I want to live a long, good life? You get the point, I think. So there's a point where questions no longer can be answered, I think, and God is like one of those points, right? Or God is the point where all those questions finish. And by saying I am, I think Jesus is claiming the very same that God himself stated in the Old Testament. So he's the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to come to the Father. But he is also God. So as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, today's Christmas service and in the next few weeks, let's remember we're not just celebrating the birth of a human baby, of a good person, although we're celebrating that as well. But there's much more. So even before, you know, long before that day, 2,000 or so years ago, Jesus existed, and he will always exist in the future as well. But he decided to come down in that moment to the world to save us. I mean, Auntie Jean, and we're going to do the Sunday school presentations now.
It's just that you're so tall. Right. As you can imagine, a lot of a combined effort went into today's service. And it's a combined effort with the youth group leaders, Sunday school teachers, youth group members, the young ones, teenagers, and the Sunday school children, all working together to put together the service, the script, the prayers, the props. They all had a hand in it. So let's give them a big round of applause. Now, having said that, I do have to acknowledge two people who I think sort of put a wee bit more than effort into it than we did, and have to thank Nathan for his... He's quite creative, actually, Nathan. Did you realise? He put together the skit. He put together these ideas. We gave him a spark of idea and it expanded. And also to Celia. She's fairly creative, too. Right, let's give them a round of applause. Right, I'm going to ask the teachers, one by one, to come up and just present the little present for each of the children. So we ask Auntie Quinn. Where is she? Auntie Quinn, can you come forward, please?